Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 29th, 2018. In today's news, Sipsey Lifts Group announces its annual seminar, the industry remembers Robert C. Schumacher Jr., a pair of 40-story residential towers is pitched in Newark, New Jersey, and a plan for a 691-foot-tall Boston skyscraper is out of the shadows after a 10-year debate. And a Midtown Manhattan mixed-use complex is both complete and occupied.
The Chartered Institution of Building Services Engineers, or CIBSE, Lifts Group annual seminar will be held November 13th at CIBSE headquarters in London. Speakers will include Barry Vanderhoven, Lynn Halsey, David Cooper, Charles Salter, Ben Langham, Dr. Richard Peters, and Dr. Gina Barney. They will speak on such topics based on the recent lift and escalator symposium as the number of acceptable breakdowns, lift traffic analysis for inner city development, and goods lifts. The fee is 25 British pounds or 33 US dollars for apprentices and students, and 50 pounds or $66 for others. For more information or to register, visit the CIBSE website.
Robert C. Bob Schumacher Jr., a resident of Goodyear, Arizona, and a former chief inspector for the city of Detroit, elevator supervisor at Michigan State University, and chief elevator inspector at the city of Phoenix, passed away on October 20th at age 57. He was a member of Elevator U, serving as conference host in 2012. Industry colleagues had warm praise for their late friend, including parts specialists Glenn Duncan, who described Schumacher as a great friend who will be missed. Steve Opie Stark of Detroit Elevator said the cornerstones of Schumacher's personality were his generosity and sense of humor. Survivors include his wife, Gina, and son, Robert Chester Schumacher III. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations in Schumacher's honor for pancreatic cancer research at the letter U, cancer, V-I-V-E.com.
With Dave Minow, president of Minow and Wasco Architects and Planners, pointing out that Newark, New Jersey is well connected to New York City by public transit, an unnamed developer wants to build the Halo, a pair of 40-story towers connected by a 5-story podium at 289 to 301 Washington Street in downtown Newark, New York YIMBY reports. Replacing a parking garage, the development would contain approximately 600 residential units of varying sizes, along with amenities such as on-site parking, a fitness center, and sky lounges. If approved by local authorities, the Halo could be complete by 2021.
After a 10-year debate, the Boston City Council approved developer Millennium Partners' plan to build a 691-foot-tall mixed-use skyscraper designed by Handel Architects on the former Winthrop Square parking garage downtown, Boston Agent Magazine reports. Groundbreaking at the 1.15-acre site between Federal and Devonshire Streets was on October 24th, with Mayor Martin Walsh the guest of honor. Throughout the process, the primary sticking point was the new structure casting a shadow over the Boston Common and Public Garden for more than 1 hour on some days, a situation prohibited by local ordinance. Adjustments were made to the ordinance to allow the project, which will include affordable housing and green space, to move forward.
The Max, a multifaceted 42-story, 440-foot tall mixed-use development at 606 West 57th Street in Midtown Manhattan, is complete with 80% of its 1,028 rental units occupied, New York YIMBY reports. Joining notable neighbors including Via 57 West and Waterline Square along the Hudson River, The Max was developed by T.F. Cornerstone and designed by Architectonica, with Slice the architect of record. Boasting unobstructed city skyline views, The Max has amenities that include a fitness center, laundry room, and dog grooming room. It is one of the largest residential buildings in Manhattan. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.